Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Monday, November the 8th, 2010, getting close to the end of the year, everybody. So, I guess we can do an emotional clearing here. So let's start off with that. Think of a situation that you may have got yourself involved in, and we're going to clear that energy away from you. Here we go. Count to five to release the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a pain body. So think of a pain that you could possibly have. Releasing that now. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do self-sabotage. So see if anybody out there has a problem with being sabotaged by themselves or others. In fact, let's do a sabotage clearing, and we'll do one for yourself, and we'll do it for what other people have done to you. Just see how the energy feels. You may wonder why maybe your day isn't doing too well or something. So we'll see if you caused it or if someone else maybe did something to you. So here we go. For yourself, self-sabotage. One, two, three, four, and five. That energy is released. And now we'll see about energy that somebody sabotaged you with. One, two, three, four, and five. And since somebody may have done something to you, that brings up hexes, spells, and curses. So let's work with that now. So think of an issue that you may have had happen to you. Again, it could be the same issue that we just had, or something didn't work out in your life, and we'll take away that energy. So here we go. This would be like under the Dark Side Practitioner clearing that we have on the website. And it's also available on the self-empowerment one for $30 for 6 weeks. So here we go. Oh, boy, this is rough. One, I only counted 10 on this. Two, oh, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie doke. Oh, man. I got to do that one again here. There's a lot of lingering energies. Here we go. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So the clouds around are kind of different. Really beautiful blue skies yesterday. Skies that, you know, haven't seen for a long, long time. Saw some pretty small looking clouds. And now they look like they're all strung together here. Kind of looks like if you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant and you ordered, you know, that hot and sour soup. I'm looking at the clouds now, and they're kind of like strung together with the egg whites, you know, with kind of spaces in between, trying to decide maybe what they are or who they are. So I don't know what that is. It could be, you know, the actual energies of the clouds from the ships that have been crashing. Normally the crashing clouds are dark in color. These are white with the blue background. So they're a little different looking today. So maybe we can see how the clouds are in your neck of the woods out there if you want to type it into the fast chat or maybe call in to comment. So let's see if we have Annika out there, and also if you have spells, you can go on Dark Side Practitioner, and the self-empowerment are two ways to get rid of those here. The whole lifetime Dark Side Practitioner mind control clearing is designed for that, and normally what that's for is somebody who maybe you've had a relationship with in the past, or maybe their parents or somebody didn't like you, or somebody doesn't like you, and you found out that after you left that relationship, doesn't have to be an actual physical one with somebody, you know, or sexual. It just could be a relationship. You know, maybe you're working with someplace, decided to quit, they didn't like that, and all of a sudden you couldn't get a job for 10 years, okay? Just things like that happen. People use this energy. And a lot of it is Black Widow energy. So anyway, I just thought I'd clue you in there. So let's see if Annika's out there. Are you out there, Annika?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Monday with Creation Lightship and Ron here today. So, you know, I wanted to actually mention a few of the comments, Ron. It's so great to read some of them. Well, it's great to read all of you, but just wanted to mention some. Eric is mentioning, I've spent way too much time contacting time instead of my spirit in the moment. And that is so true. You know, that is what this show is all about, is getting our spirit back and being in the moment, in the present moment, right here, right now. So that's so spot on. And Eric was also mentioning, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So, yes, this is it. And it's interesting. A lot of songs that we mentioned in the last show that are interesting, how they are written and how a lot of messages are out there in things like songs and in movies and that sort of thing. So, okay, let's move on here. You know, I just wanted to maybe go into a little bit about the hexes and spells and curses, and the other one that you were mentioning, which is the dark side practitioner clearing. Ron, could we just maybe mention what the difference is between those two? Because some people might be more wondering which one should they go to first, you know, that sort of thing, before I go into some of the questions on the fast chat.
Sure. The self-empowerment one is for a person that is kind of stuck. And there's, I think, like 36 issues or so there. And it takes a while to do. That's why it takes, we give you 6 weeks to complete that for $30, I believe, or $50, something like that. But you go in there and you start taking away these energies of people that have caused you problems. So this is designed to get you jump-started back into life again. The dark side practitioner clearing is just designed for people that maybe have prayed for you. Maybe you belong to a particular church, and maybe you stopped going to the church a few years ago or whatever, and you know that they want you back in the congregation. Maybe you have relatives who think you're just an awful person because you're not going to maybe their Jehovah's Witness church or their Baptist church or, you know, Mormon church or whatever it is, and you're an outcast now, and they're praying for your salvation. And all of a sudden, you're getting hits from them because you know, they're bringing the darkness to you. That's what you do when you pray. You're connecting to something outside of yourself that's not of light. And if you're new to the program here, the only way you can get light is to connect to your spirit. It's not available through anything outside of yourself. Although you could feel energy of light, like in a crystal or a rock or a tree or something, but you can't bring yourself more light. So another way of saying this here, if you happen to have been to a practitioner before that said, man, we have this weekend conference here or conference call, and we're bringing light to you to up your vibration. That's the New Age buzzwords. Well, if you've done that, you are hooked up to that practitioner and also the dark side energies. And just by doing so, you may want to get on the whole lifetime dark side practitioner clearing. So this is stuff happening throughout your whole lifetime. So you go in there and you clear out each age of your life year by year. And that's why that's on there. It's a whole lifetime clearing to get this stuff off. And I think I have people repeat it at least 3 times normally. Some people actually had to do it 10 times to get this stuff off of them because you're so loaded up with all of their friends, do-gooders, thinking that you're doing the wrong thing and they got to pray for you. Remember, when you pray, you become prey, P-R-E-Y. So the praying that people do, including yourself, maybe in the past, you want to get that stuff off of you. So people do connect with everybody on an energetic level, a psychic level, and that energy is controlled by the mind. And further out and the beyond are the aliens, and they live off of that energy, so you're hooked up with that. So this helps you to become more conscious and to get this energy taken away from you. And so that's under the whole lifetime clearings, and I think it's called Dark Side Practitioner Mind Control Transmissions. So that one is $50, and get in there and clear it. Also, you can go in and go deeper if you want. You know, maybe you know that a relative of yours, you know, hex people. And so that's in your genetics now. So now, if that's the case, remember, people are probably hexing that person. Remember, you have to realize that, you know, people who are in that line of work will get hits from other people because they're jealous of their practice, right? So chances are it could be ingrained in your genetics. You may want to do the seven-generational one. So, and you yourself are going to know if you have a relative that does this type of work. So, and it's very, very common. Anyway, that's what the difference is. So the self-empowerment one is to get you jump-started right now, has many clearings on it to get you more in control of your life. And it's a jump-start. And then after that, you want to start doing the whole lifetime clearings, which actually clean out this lifetime. So the ones for $50 just strictly get you jump-started so you can have a new life and maybe start making money or having situations, you know, off of your back. That's why we have it on there. Also, you may want to even check out the psychic billboard clearing. That's $20, and you can program and change your mind control natal chart energies that are attached to you, of how people see you, how these energies are controlling you. Remember, everybody has an issue, and that issue is being transmitted psychically to everyone. So if you wonder why you keep having people coming to you with the same problem, you know, maybe you're a person that helps people out a lot with their problems. So when your psychic billboard is going to say, yeah, I'm an expert at solving problems, and you wonder, gee, everybody keeps coming to me. Well, that's because your billboard's, you know, transmitting that to everybody around you. So you want to change that. You want to get into the moment so that you can be perfectly clear with yourself. And this program is about getting you connected to your spirit, not going outside of yourself. Because all that's going to be outside of yourself is pure darkness. So, which are the alien energies? Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so just wanted to mention briefly, if you go on the website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and you scroll down on the left-hand side underneath self-empowerment healing is where you find the self-empowerment clearing, which is for a month and a half, and it's $50. And the other two that Ron was mentioning also are under a list of all our online healings, and you can go in there and find the Hexus Spells Curses whole lifetime clearing for that, and the Dark Side Practitioner, which is also a whole lifetime, and there's also the seven generational ones, and that goes back even further than seven generations, if you want to do that. And the billboard clearing that Ron was mentioning is also on the side. So you may want to scroll down and check those out. So going on to the next thing here that Tina is mentioning, since we were talking about self-sabotage, and you were also doing a sample on that earlier in the show here today. So Tina is wondering, is there a way to actually prevent that? The self-sabotage energy.
Boy, that's a good one here. Let me think. You first got to find out why you're doing that, okay? And it could go back to implants in the body, time-coded implants in your DNA. It could be an entity causing that. So what I'd first probably do myself is look at entities, because entities cause addictions. And along with that, they can cause that situation. So let's do an entity clearing. So if you have a self-sabotage issue, let's take out some entities that could be causing that. So here we go. Think of an issue that you're dealing with. It could be the same one that we did before. And we'll start taking out entities. So I think everybody's ready. Here we go. And you might feel, as you leave your body might become a little bit lighter. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so it might feel a little better. So what happens to our program at times, and also people that hear me on when I'm out on the lecture circuit and stuff, all of a sudden they'll hear something, and maybe the entities inside of them just take off, you know, and they want to now leave the door, you know, because the entities can't handle what I'm talking about because they don't want the person to understand more. Another thing is the implants go off, the dark side implants go off, and they take off. But more recently, I don't have that many people leaving when I start talking about stuff, so it's very good. But if you know somebody out there who possibly, you know, you maybe told them to listen to the program here, and maybe they heard one or two shows, and maybe I hit upon something that completely is opposite to their belief system, and they run the other direction, just let them go, because you don't want to lose them as a friend. And they may come around eventually anyway. But remember, this information that we're giving is just very, very simple. And most people don't understand that, gee, all I have to do is go to my heart to talk to my spirit and to stay out of darkness that way. So that's the easiest way. That's what the show's all about. But we do get into a lot of topics that are all related to darkness energies, because that's what I clear out of people, is the darkness. So that's what this show's about. But, you know, getting yourself, you know, with your spirit for more light. Remember, you have to get rid of the darkness out of you so your spirit can come into you. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you did lose somebody, you know, I have people say, yeah, you know. In fact, I'll tell you a story. A long time ago, I was doing healings, and we're doing the four-hour calls, I believe. Back then, it was probably 3 hours, I think, or 2 hours on Saturdays once a month. And this one gentleman had some type of problem with his adrenal. So he had to take pills every day. If he didn't take pills, he would become tired and his body would start shaking. And he also had a problem with his leg, maybe at birth or something. And so his one leg was always shorter, and he had to add, special designed little pieces in his shoes and stuff. So after a couple hours of healing that we had, maybe even on the one-hour conference calls or something that we have, all of a sudden he didn't have to take his little pills that he used to take, you know, and this is going on for a long time because he was one of those people in that movie, you know, with PG&E, one that Julia Roberts had, the Brockovich one. He was one of those people that got poisoned from PG&E, and that's how he, you know, developed this problem. So anyway, the second part of that, he felt his leg kind of get jerked slightly, and all of a sudden he could walk straight. So he had two, like, miracle healings within, like, a week of each other. And he goes, man, I'm going to get all of my friends to come on, all my relatives. I got like 120 relatives in New Mexico, and he was actually, Indian. And, boy, they didn't believe him. They go, no, your body must have, got healed from this here, and your limp, well, you know, that probably just one of those freak things. Maybe it popped into place again, you know, and the guy's probably about 45 years old, you know. So, anyway, that's kind of what happens. People don't understand, you know, what we're doing here. And the belief systems, like I say, you know, are ingrained in everybody of misbelief and darkness, that it's really hard to get somebody to come forward to actually understand that the source energy is here to help them because of the blockages that they have in their DNA. And trying to change somebody's belief system that they've had for maybe 50,000 years in their genetics is next to impossible. So, you know, if you wonder why some of your friends don't understand what we're talking about, or they get freaked out, scared because I talk about something out of their own belief system, That's because the implants in them just went off, closed their ears down, eyes got dulled over. You know, they became very glossy. You know, maybe they start staring at you, and they're gone. And I can't help those people. They have to be awakened enough to want to come on and listen. And that's probably why Jesus gave that basic saying. If it's true or not, I don't know, but he said, let the dead bury the dead. And these people are dead in their consciousness. They don't understand light. And that's how I have to look at it. So the ones that do come on who really understand something, you know, like probably yourself listening, you know, you go, wow, I'm catching on. And the more shows you listen to, the more you're going to have a better understanding of what's really happening out there. And more recently, we're dealing with the alien side of things, which started probably a couple of years ago, and now it's going pretty deep with the timeline crashings. So anyway, That's kind of where we are, and everything is getting better, although it may not look that way to some people, but it you know, the sky is looking nicer now, and you might feel freer on the inside of your body, more space, we'll say, and people hopefully are responding to that in a nice way after they get rid of the mind control patterns that they're used to having, because some people need those patterns to run their life. I'll just talk about one other thing. There's basically three types of people here that I'm aware of. We have the bodies that are, we've been talking about clones a lot, so you've seen that on TV all the time. And then you also have seen the ones that are like zombies, and we mentioned that the other day, the Carlos Santana song, you know, She's Not There, and also was done by the group called the Zombies, I think in maybe 67 or 64 or something. But both of those songs talk about that. You could Google that and just see what the words are. So we have these zombie people who are just like physical bodies the way they look, but nobody's there. You know, they're like a shell, like a hologram, you know, something that's walking around physically. So you may start to actually see these hollow bodies, we'll call them, in a sense, just something that's there walking around taking up space. And I believe the clone bodies that are here are what I call handlers. So the handler is somebody who takes care of somebody. So just to make it simple for you to understand what a handler would be, we'll just say that when you went to school, your teacher would be your handler in school, because that person is telling maybe the 30 children what to do each day. Okay? And so I think the clones out there are actually the handlers for these robotic, maybe type people or hollow people. And then you have the regular humans that are here that are like yourself, hopefully, that has a spirit in their body. And you're kind of wondering why these people look so strange to you, because they do look strange. So we have three different types of humans here. There's probably more too, but those are the main three. So if it looks different to you out there and you start getting more consciousness, then yeah, that's what is out there, the three different types. And there's probably very few humans here. You know, just look at the people around you. And they're not really accountable for their actions. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, since you mentioning the clones and the zombies and that sort of thing, Jim is onto something here, and I wanted to also, before I forget, I wanted to say hi to everyone who is on the fast chat and welcome you all. Linda, Jimmy, Freedom, Dulce, Linda, again there, okay. Ed from Austria, yes. I wanted to say it's always nice to have somebody call from Europe, because I know it's about 1 a.m. or something over there. So welcome to all of you, Tina, Marie, and Eric, and all of you. So you may call in. Also, I didn't give the number. That's 888-815-9756. And there's a few other lines that I posted on the BBS Fast Chat, and you can also go on BBS Radio and find those lines there. If for some reason the first one is busy, it's a toll-free number, that first one. So Jim is on to something, and basically he's asking about the spirit of clones, but I want to just clarify that there would not be really a spirit of the clone, right, Ron?
Well, they do have a spirit from the darkness in them, yes. So there is a spirit, but not one of light.
Okay, so...
Amen.
But if there's a clone that's linked to a person here, would it still have a spirit to, from the darkness, or would it be linked to, let's say, my spirit if it is, my own clone?
Okay. So if you have a clone of yourself, does it have a spirit in it? Yes, it would have a spirit created from the darkness, and it also has an emotional body and a mental body.
Okay. So Jimmy's question is it possible that the spirit of clones are being taken sideways long ahead of the ascension in 2012?
Okay, say that again.
Is it possible that the spirit of clones are being taken sideways long ahead of the ascension in 2012?
Taken sideways before the ascension of 2012?
How I'm seeing it, that he might be mentioning that they might have already been taken sideways, or...
those energies are always from the darkness anyway, so it wouldn't matter if they ascended or not with their clone body, because they'll just be taken and used and whatever, so...
Okay.
Hold space. All they're here is to hold space for the humans to see something's here. So let's just say that in your town, there's 5 humans and 95 other things there that look like humans. Remember, you can watch the movie They Live, okay? And get a little clue there. It's an older movie, but, it's quite interesting. And just so if you woke up one day and you went out and the street's deserted and you only see 5 people that you may not even know in a town, and the town's deserted, you'd feel kind of strange. So what they're doing is bringing in these clones and these other bodies here as people just to hold space here. Now, what happened to the other 95 people that were probably physical? Because they had to get that physical body to create a clone with, right? Well, it could be possible that they have, in fact, I'll ask everybody this, has anybody ever told you that, gee, I thought I saw you a few months ago across the United States? I was traveling, and all of a sudden I saw somebody look just like you. Well, it's very possible that they maybe have 50 clones of you in different states. That could be a possibility. Or maybe that these clones are from physical bodies that they've abducted. Okay, so where are these 95 people? I'll throw that up in the air there, okay? So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting question. So Linda is asking about stones, and she says, I understand that we can clear our stones by running them under water. What I'm wondering is, what are these communication stones connecting us to?
Okay, so if you bought a stone for communication, okay, then first of all, it had to be programmed. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just get a stone out of your backyard? So first of all, that means that it's programmed by someone telling you this is a special stone that's used for communication. So everything could be used for that, but if you bought it from somebody, then... and they gave you that information about it, then they probably had it programmed, or somebody programmed it who they bought it from. So right away, that's darkness energy. So just rinse the thing off with water, 15 seconds, unless it's really, really big, and then that will clear it out, and it'll put love energy back into it. Remember, the water here has love energy in it. Everything has love energy. So it will cleanse the auric field and that consciousness. Now, if you happen to have a crystal skull, that might be completely different, okay? So be careful of that. It may take longer to cleanse it out. And the smaller ones that are maybe 2 inches high, we'll say that people sell, those have normally trapped spirits in it that the larger skulls and the alien race have brought them here, held captive, and they force them to go into these little skulls. So that's pretty bad. But basically just, you know, clean whatever you're using, jewelry or anything else, with water. And no rituals involved. The old days, people talked about, oh, yeah, they get salt water and put your stuff in that and wait for a full moon and, you know, maybe stand on your head a couple of times and do a couple of circles and chant. You know, none of that's even needed. Just put it underneath water, you know, no-brainer, 15 seconds or so, and it's done. And then pick it up, see how it feels. It'll feel neutralized, and then it'll put out love energy again. Because it will collect energy from you. And whether it's good or bad, it'll have a holding pattern in it of who you are at that time. And this is why it's so important to do cleansing, because you will bring an issue back to you. If you had something on that you're wearing, maybe a pendant or a crystal or something, a couple of years ago, maybe you're going through a lot of trauma, and you put it on now, you're bringing that energy right back into your body. And you might even have physical pain that you had then, and you wonder why you have pain now, because this is what it's giving you. So anyway, always cleanse things. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so Linda's also wondering, from time to time I hear a high-pitched noise in my ear, very loud at times, and what is this?
That could be anything. Sometimes it's aliens trying to connect to you. Remember, the light doesn't communicate through your ears. It's all through your heart center. So that could be many different things. I can't necessarily give a direct answer for that.
So could we maybe do a sample of bringing us more heart-centered, Ron?
Sure. Here we go. So this we do in all the programs almost. It's also on the website at the very top, Mind to Heart Drop. Here we go. Dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And we're commanding your spirit to bring your thoughts into your heart. So now you can become heart-centered with your thoughts. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go.
All right, and then we mentioned quite a few movies that are, you know, can be very interesting to look at. And if you want to go on the website and read up, there's a little bit about those movies that we've talked about. If you go to the website, Creation Lightship, and look under Creation Lightship information or info there, you will see a little area there that says Q&A and Hidden Facts. And if you click on that, you'll get some movies and songs that are quite interesting. And we talk about a few of them. One is They Live. Another one is The Mist. 10,000 BC, Knowing, Surrogates, Avatar. And we've talked also about The Matrix a few times and that sort of thing. So Freedom is asking, are these movies scary to watch? And mentions that often have to do a clearing after watching them. And yes, I would say some of them could be scary for sure. For me, one of them that was very scary was The Mist. So yeah, it could be scary. But what would you like to mention about that, Ron?
Yeah, it will typically affect you emotionally. What's that new movie out that we had number one or number two? You know that new movie that's out with the energy that comes up and kills a couple people? It's a true story.
Yeah, you told me about it. I don't know the name of it now.
But anyway, it's out right now, the second part, and I saw that. Very sad, very scary, actually. But the people in the audience, and this I saw back in New York, the people are laughing. You know, these cabinets in the kitchen, you know, fly open all, you know, instantly at the same time. The people are all laughing in there. And then the guy at the end gets killed. They're laughing like it's a big joke. And I'm wondering, holy cow, you know, I can, you know, and I even mentioned out loud, I go, you people are probably scared shitless. That's why you're laughing, you know. But they're laughing at the end of the show, and I couldn't believe it. So I figured, well, these are probably maybe the clone bodies there, or maybe the ones that are hollow. And or maybe they grew up at the time being younger people with the video games, and you know, naturally you have a lot of guns on the video games killing people. So to them, it's just a normal situation because you're programmed for that. So they don't care if a person dies before their eyes. That's real. So anyway, I was like shocked. That the people were doing that, you know, and they were laughing all the way through the whole thing when these things happened, you know, to different situations. So, and they got off on it. So anyway, I heard a beep out there.
Yeah, I think we have somebody out there. Hello.
Yeah, paranormal activity. Yeah, paranormal. That's what it was. Number one,
okay.
And number two. So, yeah, you may want to do a clearing after it. I still think about that, and, you know, that's the demonic realm, and we did a lot of timeline clearings and did a lot of work on that maybe in the last week, getting that realm eliminated. There was, like, probably 8 realms, I think, that was under the ground here doing stuff like that. So I would assume and think that maybe those realms are out of here. But anyway... who's out there? Who's the beeper?
Hello? I did hear a beep, but I don't know. So maybe if you called a caller, we're sorry if we didn't pick up right away. We were talking about the movies here. So maybe call us back again, 888-815-9756. We'd love to hear from you. Hello?
Hello? Somebody out there?
Maybe it's our line then, Ron.
Okay, could be.
Yeah. So, yeah, that movie does sound scary to me. I don't think I would want to watch that one, actually.
Yeah,
but
I always have to watch the movies to see what's what the dark side is bringing forward so I can get a clue on it to help. You know, I often think that the people here are kind of like that movie, I forgot what it was, where they dropped people off on this planet to be hunted by the aliens. That's kind of like what we are here, in a sense. I forgot what it's called, but anyway. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so yeah, it's there's the other movies, though, I do think are good to see, you know, maybe not The Mist, but They Live is definitely very interesting. So there, I did hear a beep. Hello?
Okay, hello, everybody. Anybody out there?
So I don't know, yeah, if there's something on the line.
They got a mute button on their phone or something. Okay, Annika, what's next?
Okay, so, you know, I don't see any other questions here, really. I see just some comments about that sort of thing.
Which I think when you plug it in.
Okay. That's you, Larry?
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I'm here, Ron. How are you, Annika?
I'm good.
Yeah, good.
Okay,
good to have you on.
Thanks. We finally got through.
Great.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about self-sabotage and an example about self-sabotage. Are you still there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just want to comment about self-sabotage. An example would be like if somebody's rejecting you and you don't know they're really rejecting you and you're confused and you keep on pursuing them or writing letters or making phone calls and you pine over them. You think, oh, maybe they will accept me. They don't understand something. And you don't know they really don't want you. They really rejected you and it's over. It's finished. Then you just drop them and like dead weight, you get on with your life, then you realize it, and you continue your life. And that could be an example where people are misunderstanding that other people don't want you, they don't accept you, you have to release them and get on with your life. That could be an example of self-sabotage if you don't understand that, and you pursue somebody who really doesn't want you or accept you.
Yeah, that could be true, yeah. Remember, the darkness always wants to aggravate you some way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you, Marie.
I know, you get,
predator.
Sometimes it aggravates you. They say, oh, this person, a friend will say, oh, this person only likes you. You know, you should get in touch with them, but they don't, and they aggravate you like that, too.
Yep. They'll run it, the full gamut of emotions through you to get you upset.
Uh-huh.
So we have Thomas here requesting a darkness to light clearing. And you're right, Larry. You want to just go to your heart all the time and, you know, walk away, Renee, sometimes, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just let it go and know that, you know, all they're doing is trying to play on your emotions, and people live on their emotions, and it can be very detrimental at times.
Uh-huh.
That duality of love and hate, you know?
Yeah,
so let's do a darkness to light clearing. Here we go. So this is on the website, too. It's a free clearing. You can do that anytime you wish. And one, two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So that should help you. What the darkness of light clearing is for, it's for alien life forms that are in you that would like to go to the light. They have no way to do it, but this is a chance, an offer that the light ship is doing, giving them so they can come into the light. So they have that opportunity to leave their past dark side incarnation. So back to you, Annika. Our show is going by pretty quickly here, maybe 15 minutes more to go.
Yeah, so Alexander was asking for a chakra alignment request, and it's one of the whole life clearings you have, too, on the website.
Okay, here we go. Go to your heart center, reposition that, throat, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra, do an opening. Heart chakra, use the word spin. You're going to feel your energy increase in your body. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okie doke. There we go, everybody. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much. And Mona is asking about a similar kind of question to Jimmy's, but maybe it's just a little different here. Have the dark started taking the spirit sideways and putting clones in place so people are not suspecting? Okay, it moved out from my fast chat here. Sorry, my fast chat just disappeared, but it was something about suspecting what is happening before 2012.
Yeah, well, what could happen is as the dark side takes you off into a parallel lifetime, which I also use the term timeline, okay? So you can make those two words equal to each other. Parallel lives and a timeline would be the same thing. Because the aliens control both of those, and when you're not here, you're taken to a parallel life on a given timeline. So you could be running 100 timelines with different alien races controlling each and every one of those timelines. And they abduct you, and when you're abducted, then what comes back here is a clone of you with a spirit that is created by the darkness. Now, you can look the same. And, you know, everybody around you would think that it's you. Now, you will somehow get that memory of what happened to you, brought to you somehow, when you come back here. So even though you're not here, you're going to have the memory of what maybe occurred 15 minutes earlier. And then from there, you're back. And for what I'm figuring out a little bit here, they typically can make you probably look about 99% of the way you are. So So if you hear somebody's voice maybe changing, or maybe they look a little nicer during part of the day or something, remember that the makeup artist of the clone is trying to make you look identical as you're, you know, being brought back here. So remember, they stop time. So just to make it real simple, the dark side stops time. Everybody is frozen in place. And now they pick you up. Well, I won't say you. They pick up a friend of yours, okay? They pick up Sally. And now Sally gets picked up by some alien race, and they create a clone of Sally. And so maybe Sally had a couple of wrinkles around her, and they wanted to make her look a little bit better or something, so they can change that slightly. Maybe they, you know, they're not going to be doing this, you know, completely 100% correct, but it'll be really close. Maybe they take a few of the wrinkles out of the clothes. Maybe the shoes were a little dirty before, and they happen to put, you know, newer shoes on that look like the same shoes, but maybe they weren't dusty or something. And all of a sudden, they pop Sally back, you know, in the exact location that she was before, or maybe just a little bit off. And then they turn on the timeline. Now, you were also frozen, and now they're going to do whatever they wish to do to you. And now Sally's down here, plain Sally. I'll give you an example of what happened to one gentleman. He actually found himself really not here. So he commanded his spirit. This is on the Be Here Now clearing. That's free. He commanded his spirit and his body to be here. Well, he had some eggs on the counter. I guess he's, you know, morning time going to make, you know, maybe eggs for breakfast. And when he commanded himself to come back here, all of a sudden, the eggs fell off the counter on the ground. And so what basically happened was, as the clone left, which had the eggs out from the refrigerator, when he came back, they just made the same exact scene. But somehow, maybe the GPS location of the eggs, and maybe even his body slide, it was a little bit off, maybe a few inches, which made the eggs fall on the ground. And you go, aha, I caught them, you know. So that's what happens. So, you know, and if you find somebody just behaving a little differently, or maybe you have a conversation with somebody and you think, boy, this person's really thick-headed. I've been telling them the same thing over and over and over again. They just don't get it. Well, maybe you're not talking to that person. You're talking to a clone. So, you know, hello, you got to check this out. But anyway, the more empowered you get knowing about these things, the better off you're going to be, because it makes life easier, you know, like knowing that you're not alone here. You know, you have some friends like maybe on the Fast Chat here and in the CLS group here, but everybody else may not be able to be trusted, people. Anyway, you're going to know by just interacting with people. And if they look strange, act weird, it's probably not really them. Remember, if you weren't controlled by darkness, everything here would be in love, peace, energy. And when you're not taking in peace, love, energy, you know, you're not living there, then you're in darkness. And that's what happens. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, yeah, I wanted to first mention about those clearings that you mentioned, Ron, about the Be Here Now and the darkness to light, that you can do them for other people. You can definitely, and I would recommend it. It really is helpful. And just seeing that Thomas was saying that it works better when you do it live or just faster when you did the one here that you did now for the darkness to light. The only thing is when you do it online, even if you don't feel it, don't worry about it. It will work. And you can leave it up for a really long time. The darkness to light can be left up for 600 minutes, you know, and you can keep it going and you can change it around and that sort of thing. It's so helpful. So wanted to mention that. And also the Inception movie was mentioned, an interesting comment there from Alexander, who mentioned that I noticed during the movie Inception, everyone around me was being taken to parallel lives. So that is another interesting movie to check out too, even though, yeah, it could have maybe that effect on people, but then we don't know what does always. So it could still be interesting to see it because it goes very deep.
Hey, we got one from Mario here. Does Soul Family Disconnect turn off Psychic Billboard program. It will help that. I don't think it would turn it off completely, but your connection between spirits in your soul family that are setting you up, spirit to spirit. Remember, your spirit's here to heal your body, but also they set up your spiritual contracts and agreements that normally cause you physical harm. And that's because you're not aware of what problems you're having in the body. So the main thing is, yes, it could definitely help that. So if you're being run 90% of the time by your soul family, that energy would be turned off on your psychic billboards. That would be correct. Next question from Mario is, do I have to do same clearings over and over again if I feel asleep? If I fell asleep during that. A lot of people like that billboard clearing. Because they'll do it many times. Remember, just see where you are. What I say is put up what you want to change in your life. You know, ask your friends, you know, what they think of you. And they'll all have a, you know, maybe some kind of either positive or negative comment. If it's a negative one, then you probably want to change that. So put that into the first box where you are right now. And then right underneath that's another box, which is how you want to change and, you know, to change your life. And you put that up there. And I think most people, after they do that, maybe like maybe 2 to 5 days, they'll actually see a physical change happening to them. So what we're doing is we're using the dark side program of your psychic billboard, because you shouldn't have anything being transmitted anyway, but we're able to go in there and override their system. It's still in place, just that you're taking control of it. And you're able to now bring more things into your life that you may wish to have rather than stuff that you're forced to have or deal with from other people. So, let's see, another one from Mar. That's it. Okay. Anything else here?
Yeah. Well, Jennifer is asking a little bit about something. We talk a bit about the alien parasites, and she's wondering what could be in the sinuses.
I would think little worms. That's what I'm picking up right now. That could be just for Jennifer, but they look like just small little worms. So you may want to put that on that page and clear that.
Okay, so Marie was also asking about the psychic billboard again. Do you just type turn off psychic billboard? But basically, you can put in specifically what you want to have removed.
Yeah, and you could probably turn it off if you wanted it turned off.
So you could turn off the whole thing, basically.
I would think that you could.
Yeah.
How long it's going to be off, I don't know. But this is why you want to check it, okay? You want to put something in there and see if you have a result happening pretty soon, you know, quickly in your life. But you probably could turn it off so that nobody could interfere with you, because it's still going to be having it up there. It will be, you know, working with the law of cause and effect from the darkness. So it will bring something to you. But it'd be nice to draw something to you that you want to have, rather than something that you don't know about and you get a whammy with it, you know, hit over the head with a 2x4, you know. But you could probably turn it off, and that might be one way to deal with it, so that you're able to run your own life without any interference, but you want to keep probably requesting to have it turned off.
Okay, and something else we could have turned off is to go on to Jeremy's question there, but I just wanted to mention before I do that you do have three whole lifetime clearings that I think are three. One is corded people, one I think is corded objects, and one is corded places, and they're good. You know, very, very good. And Jeremy was asking, Ron, can you scan me and release any cordings?
Well, doing one person I don't normally do, I'll do everybody. So what we'll do is take away the cordings from your first chakra, okay? So normally the first chakra is survival. And here we go. And also, we have a grid line cording, too. So if you're stuck, can't move physically, maybe you want to get a job someplace, and you're afraid to maybe drive, you know, 30 miles to a new job or maybe out of the state or something, you're probably corded heavily to the grid line of the planet here, which should not be done. So here we go, first chakra cording. So here we go. Count to 10 to release the cords. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika, looks like our show's about over here. So
yeah.
We have the next BBS program coming on Wednesday. And that starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And I need to get ready for my conference call. It starts at half past the hour here. So that's a one-hour lightship healing. If you're interested, the cost is $20, and it's on a conference call line. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Annika.
Yes, thank you so much. I also wanted to mention that you're coming up for Saturday and Sundays in November here, Sunday 21st, 28th, and 14th.
Yep.
And you have a Saturday, too.
Yeah, this coming 13th. Saturday is the start of the 28-hour healing marathon. So
mm-hmm. If
interested in having some work done on yourself, you can do it absentee also. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.